The Commission welcomes these reports and is of the view that the reports are very, very important, and the Commission believes it should treat audit reports very seriously, and that is exactly what we have been doing in the recent past, especially when it had to do with the 2015 audit on the Ebola funds and also the special technical audit and the annual audit of 2018. The ACC have made quite huge gains by way of its interventions into those audit reports, and we have been able to charge people to court, secure recoveries of huge amounts of money, and also exonerated institutions and persons.
The Sierra Leone Ministry of Health is a major component of this National COVID-19 Emergency Response Center. Does the Commission intend to bring charges against some people?
Yes, I would say the Commission will have to investigate. And as you have said, yes, it will involve officials of the Ministry of Health and Sanitation, but also there are other sectors or agencies. We even understand that people working for NACOVA may not have been staff officials of the ministry. But the point I want to make is that everybody or anybody that will be associated with issues highlighted in the audit report on the management of COVID-19 funds will be brought to book.
This report covers something that happened during the administration, the current administration, President Julius Maada Bio. The opposition All People's Congress Party, the APC, has been complaining about corruption investigation against former President Ernest Bai Koroma. What does this report say about corruption in general in Sierra Leone society?
Well, basically, what we should understand from this report is that we still need to address the problem of corruption in Sierra Leone. However, efforts are being made by the ACC and its partner institutions within the accountability space, to see how ministries, departments, agencies, and public sector institutions would improve or enhance practices that would promote transparency, integrity, and accountability. And the work of the ACC in regard to these efforts has been acknowledged both nationally and internationally. What I believe is that we do not micromanage institutions. The ACC has a duty to perform, and it's performing that duty, just as how Audit Service Sierra Leone is doing. And I must emphasize that we are collaborating in all what we are doing to see that issues of transparency and accountability are given the prominence needed to promote our democracy.